to God, praise to His Son, and honor to the Holy Spirit. Let's prepare our hearts to take a swim in God's healing stream. This special recording of God's Word will help. God loves you and sent His Word for you. If you believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, died for you, and that God raised Him from the dead, and you have confessed Jesus is Lord, and received Him into your heart, this Word of God will wonderfully work within you to prepare you for all God has for you. We have an example of heart preparation and healing in ancient Israel. There was a Passover celebration in which everyone was healed, even all who had not been following the ritual laws. Listen to 2 Chronicles 30, beginning at verse 18. For a multitude of the people, even many from Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not purified themselves. Yet they ate the Passover otherwise than prescribed. For Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, May the good Lord pardon everyone who prepares his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though not according to the purification rules of the sanctuary. So the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. So let's prepare our hearts to seek God. Just as a physician may prescribe larger doses of medication to bring healing, let's take a greater portion of God's Word on healing. Are you in a place where you can relax and just focus on the words of Scripture which follow? Try to get there. Remember what God said of His Word in Isaiah 55, 9 through 11. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and make it bare and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Well, God is sending you His Word. Soak it in. Dear Lord, I pray that those hearing this recording will hear You speaking to their hearts and receive Your comfort, love, hope, and healing. May faith arise in them and their whole being be blessed by the truth that You died to bring us. Jesus, You are our healer and helper forever. And to You we give praise and thanksgiving for suffering the cross for our salvation. Amen. The following readings are grouped in six important areas: heart preparation, the Word of God, power to heal, compassion, promises, and faith. The Bible references are also enclosed, so you can look them up, meditate on them, memorize, and even personalize them. We begin with heart preparation. We can actually prepare ourselves to receive God's healing power. David did this by preaching to his own soul, Psalm 42:11. The Spirit calls us to make a turn into God's health. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Again, in Proverbs 3, 7, and 8, God issues a call to turn to Him. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Proverbs 4, 20 through 23 instructs us to fix our attention on His Word. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. God cares about our hearts and tells us in Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. In Proverbs 14:30, he shares what a heart of peace can mean for our health. A tranquil heart is life to the body, but passion is rottenness to the bones. Drink in and fill your heart from God's river of life. Psalm 36, 5 through 9 shares this secret source for believers. Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God, and the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. David understood that we go in ways opposed to God and to our own wellness. And in Psalm 139, 23 and 24, he asked God to examine his heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. His Spirit and his word help us to turn away from any sin in our lives. Proverbs 13, 14 explains, the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life to turn aside from the snares of death. God wants us to open our eyes and see his desire to heal. Jesus explained in Matthew 13, 14 through 16. You will keep on hearing but will not understand. You will keep on seeing but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. We can choose to walk in his way and be healed. He urges us in Hebrews 12, 12 through 14. Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble, and make straight paths for your feet, so that the limb which is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. Job's fortune was restored after he prayed for his friends. Job 42:10 says, the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord increased all that Job had twofold. The instructions on healing in James 5:14 through 16 also urge us to pray for one another. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Jesus forgives and prays for us. Therefore, let us confess and receive his forgiveness. Jesus, we thank you for shedding your blood to wash us from all our sin. We rejoice in your prayers for us while we forgive those who have sinned against us and pray for your healing touch upon them. In your wonderful name, we also lift up others whom we know need your healing power.